If you want to turn with me in the book of Luke chapter 10, and you can stand. Thank you, Jesus. So Luke chapter 10, we commence our reading from verse 1 to 3, and we'll jump, a big jump, and we'll go to 17 to 20. All right, so I left my glasses in the car. I'll be acting like a Chinese man, so don't think I'm sleeping when I make my eyes today. Okay? Close my eyes, can't see. So Luke chapter 10, verse 1 says, now, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. 3. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves. Quickly jump all the way to 17. Amen. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through that name. If you don't know that name is Jesus. Amen. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I gave unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Coronavirus cannot hurt you. By any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Hallelujah. Somebody pray. Touch the throne of God. Oh, let God speak to you. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, you speak today, oh God. Lord, I'm just a mortal man, oh God. We need you, Lord, to touch my lip. Let the anointing flow, oh God. Let your seed drop on good soils, oh God. Let it give, Lord, the increase, oh Lord. Let your word accomplish its aim in our life today. We bless you, we praise you, oh God. We come against every force of darkness in this place. We bound and cast it out in the name of Jesus. Lord, you take the victory. We call us with the blood. To you be the praise. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and have your seat. We want to speak briefly to us all on the team. The founder role call. The founder role call. Hallelujah. The process of calling out a list of names to establish who is present. You have to call roll. Back in my school days, our teachers would stand and call roll. We don't have any computer. When the teacher call you, you need to answer. Even if you are in class, if he does not answer, it means you are asking. So you have to answer and say, present. Amen? So that's what we went through. And sometimes we are sitting there and the teacher called our names, we don't hear it. It means you are not paying attention. Amen? I think I got some teachers here, right? And the teacher got a chance to say, I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. I think Brother Johnson can attest to that. Hallelujah. Jesus said in verses 20, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits, the devil, the enemies are subject unto you. Amen. Do not rejoice because you have been saved. Do not rejoice because you pay your tithes. Do not rejoice because you pray and cast out demons. Do not rejoice because you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do not rejoice because people know you to be Christian. The Bible says that in these things, do not rejoice because you help somebody. But you should rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise for that. Your pastor cannot put your name down. You cannot put your name down. Nobody can write your name in heaven. Yes, your name is written by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He wrote it with his blood in the book of life. No demons, no enemies, no witch or weasel can erase your name because your name is written. It's written for eternity. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. You may fall short, but your name is written. That's why God is so sweet. He's a God of mercy. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. In Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed for man once to die, but after this, the judgment. We all have appointments. And this appointment, you cannot postpone it. You can change your doctor appointments. You can change your interview. You can give excuses and not to go to the appointments, but this appointment, you cannot change it. You cannot postpone it. You cannot delay. You cannot put in for an excuse. Because the appointment is booked by God. You say, appointed unto man wants to die. After you die, the next day you're going to be at the judgment seat. Hallelujah. I want to take my time. There are two judgment thrones that you have to appear to one. The great red throne judgment is the time when the dead will be judged. Those that refuse to live for God, those that refuse to repent, those that refuse to live holy, those that refuse the name of Jesus Christ, those that refuse the plan of salvation, when they die, they will go before the white throne judgment to give account of all the deeds that were done in the body. And then at the end, the judgment will be passed, be cast into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. So the life you live here determine where you're going to spend eternity tomorrow. You're not doing the pastor a favor. You're not doing me a favor. You're not doing Jesus a favor. You do yourself a favor to turn around from your sin and live your life for God. Because it's coming a day that you will die. It's coming a day that I will die. And we're going to stand before God. Somebody getting a friend. I don't want to die. Whether you like it or not, you will die. Whether I like it or not, I will what? Die. It comes your time. My wife loved me so much. She wanted to eat every 5 minutes and every second to grow some God. She tried to protect me. She tried to hold me. She tried to make me warm. Give me a lovely smile. Help me in everything. Show all the love she can show. But when the day comes, the Lord get ready to take me. She cannot stop it. I'm talking to somebody. It's coming a day that God will call you to come home. There's not a funeral service, but kingdom remind you about the final roll call. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks about a special judgment that God will hold for believer only. It is known as the judgment seat of Christ or the judgment seat of God. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:10, said, "For we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in his body, according to that he had done, whether good or bad." You must appear. Hallelujah. When the time comes, you have to show up to give an account from the time you were born again. All the mistakes you made, all the good things you did, you have to give an account. Amen. That's the best part. We're going to know who are faithful to the wife or the husband. We know who had the Holy Ghost and was still cussing people out in the parking lot. You took my parking lot. Yes. Who appear to give an account before the Lord. You're not going to hell. You're going to heaven, but you have to give an account. Hallelujah. This is not in my notes. It just came in my head. So let me talk about it. We're talking about appearing to the court, right? So at the Olympic, people appear to give account whether they are qualified to run in the Olympic or to take part to be an athlete, you know, in the Olympic. So they get a word for it. They call it boma. It's a Hebrew word. Boma is a B-E-M-A. And boma means you have to appear before the council to give. You are already qualified. You are athletes. You can run. You can do everything. You have to hear from you whether you can make it. Got any injury? You got any drugs? But you are still representing your country. So we're talking about the veteran judgment or the judgment seat of God. The judgment seat of God, most of the time we get afraid. Amen. We get so afraid. I thought I was born again. Why should I go to a judgment? You have to appear. Hallelujah. You have to appear before the Lord and give account of your body. Whether you did good, whether you did evil, you have to appear. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. The participants in the judgment seat of Christ are members of the New Testament church. If you have been born again, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance, you are part of the New Testament church. Hallelujah. Remember that no man can join a church. God called you and cleanse you up and hire you to the church. That's why you can't go back. You want to go, but God cannot allow you because he got his hands on your life. Sometimes you think about it, but you can't do it. Can I have a witness here? Can anybody testify with me? Sometimes you think about the things that you used to do in the past. You think about it. I know, but you can't do it. Because the Spirit of God is in control. Sometimes you want to go back to those places that you used to go. You want to listen to those music that you used to listen to. But then the Spirit of God kind of said no. And you listen. You can't go. Can I have a witness here today? Hallelujah. We wish that we never done those things in the past that we did. We do not want to think about it. We do not want to open the closet and see our skeleton that is in the closet. Oh, thank God for the blood of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus has covered everything. Hallelujah. So all we got to do is worship God and get ready for the roll call.
So we are part of the church, the New Testament church. It does not include the Old Testament believer. There we have a separate time of judgment and reward. The Old Testament church don't know what they call receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't know what they call walking right, coming to trial and temptation. They had their own time. They don't know what they call computer or cell phone. So that judgment will be different. Amen. But they are saved. Hallelujah. I'm talking about you and myself before the judgment seat of God for the roll call. Hallelujah. What are we going to be doing at the judgment seat of God? Our action will be judged. The Bible says that God will reward the action of every believer. In Psalm 62 verses 12, then the Lord and that you, O Lord, are loving, surely love will reward each person according to what he has done. Amen. And then in Matthew 16:27, then Jesus said, for the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angel, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. Hallelujah. At the judgment seat of Christ, Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:8, he said, knowing that whatever good we do, we will receive the same again from the Lord, whether we are slave or freed. Amen. So it coming a time, whatsoever, as a believer, as a born again Christian that you are done, you're going to get a reward. So we are appearing before the red throne. I mean, before the judgment seat of Christ for reward. It's not for condemnation. You know, we used to think way back that when you talk about judgment day, that when they call your name and you stand before Christ, a big screen will come. And they'll start seeing you from babies. That's what we used to think about. Start seeing the baby when you start growing up. From the year you were born, and all the bad thing you did, all the secret thing you did, everybody will be saying, oh, oh. When you got saved, you started speaking in tongues, and then you started doing little a thing in the corner, we're going to see everything. Oh, oh, that's pastor. Oh, look, he just told a lie. Oh, oh, oh. No, there'll be no strain. Amen. There will be nothing showing because the blood of Jesus has paid for it already. Hallelujah. You have been saved and redeemed. And then the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah, somebody. So it will be the time of reward. You have been born again. You have been saved. It's time for God to reward you when you call your name. Are you with me, somebody? Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise. We're going to have reward. God going to reward you. God going to give you a reward. Whether you are free or you are slave. Whether you are educated or not educated. Whether you are rich or poor. When you live for God, you get a reward at the end of your journey. Hey, Mashatayaba. And I understand what Paul said. I fought a good fight. There is a crown in heaven for me. Hallelujah. You got a crown. I got a crown. When we get to heaven, we're going to wear our crown all over heaven. You got a reward that is waiting for you. Amen. And as some of you will not get nothing. You go to heaven, you'll be saved. But you got nothing. I know what you're saying in your heart. You say, at least I just want to be in heaven. I don't have time for reward. But that will be a great day. Hallelujah. So,
There will be five crowns. Five crowns. Five crowns for our rewards in heaven at the judgment seat of Christ. God will call your name and give you some people going to receive the crown of life. The angel, the elder will clap for you. You pass one side. He will call another group of people by their names. And he will give them the incorruptible crown. Everybody will clap. And then you'll call and give the crown of righteousness to another group of people. We will clap. And then lastly, but not the least, you will call and give another group of people the crown of glory. And the group of people that will receive the crown of glory are the preachers, the evangelists, those that walk behind you to be saved. Those that pray for you, those that minister the words to you will be given the crown of glory. So if you don't know your crown, I know my crown already because I'm preaching to you. Hey, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise for that. You get a crown. I got a crown, but our crown will be different. Hallelujah. I will receive the crown of glory. And then the last crown that people will receive is the crown of exaltation. Amen. Whenever you sing, it's not in vain. You are exalting somebody. Whenever you minister to your children in devotion, you are exalting them. God got a reward for you. Whenever you meet somebody in the street and say, I pray for you, God bless you, you are lifting it up. They may not know that you pray for them, but God knows God will reward you. Nothing that you do for God will go in vain. Amen. Brother Guest said something that touched my heart. Brother Guest, he said, I'm old now. I'm not a preacher. I can preach to the world in another way. And I said, what are you trying to say? He said, Brother Johnson, the church that you're building in Africa, so will be saved. So I'm going to preach through my giving. I'm going to preach through my giving. Buy the land, build a church, that soul be saved. This is my portion of the ministry to the glory of God. Because after all, tomorrow I will leave every dime and nickel in the bank. If my family miss it, somebody else will eat it. Amen. We're accumulating a lot of things. Some of us get a huge account. But you know what? My heart is where my treasure is. My treasure is in heaven. And then where my heart is. So invest into the kingdom of God. There is a reward for you. When God calls your name. Oh, somebody about to wrap this up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before all this happens, there will be a rapture. Hallelujah. Before you receive the crowns, whatsoever crown God will give you, before he calls your name, there have to be a rapture. The rapture will take place. Somebody open your Bible to 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18. And then 1 Corinthians 15, 50 to 58. We're going to do a long reading here. Amen. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Are you there? Say thank you, Jesus. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Those who are in the grave. Those who are dead. They are in deep sleep. Okay? If you don't want to die, don't sleep. Keep your eyes open whole night. But when you're trying to sleep, it means you are practicing how to die. And you know, good sleep, you don't want nobody to wake you up, right? Huh? Come on. Brother Shea, when you're ready sleeping, you don't want the kids to disturb you, right? But death is a deeper sleep.
while they are crying, oh, daddy, oh, mommy, oh, you just let snow in deep. And you try to say, don't disturb me. I'm sleeping. Just in my resting. Now what they say, rest in peace. I'm trying to destroy the fear of death from in you. Amen. And some of us, we see our sleeping mouth is so ugly. Someone got an ugly sleeping mouth. Until when you pass, you got to take you to the funeral home to face your mouth. Or nobody will look at you. Everybody be afraid. Woo! I know. So you can sleep with your mouth open. Go back to the thing. He said, concerning them which are asleep, that we sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in the Lord, will God bring with him. Hallelujah. Continue. That God will bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that which we are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. I can remind somebody, you're not remaining in the grave. Hallelujah. We rise fresh. They wish we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, wherever comfort one with these words. I came to comfort you. We got to go home. This world is not our home. We are passing by. Yes. We are just stranger, mother. Pack your things and get ready for the rapture.
Amen.
We got to go. Hallelujah. But something got to happen. This body, God got to change it around. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 to 58. Let's read. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor to corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. It means everyone all will not die. Some of us will be alive. But we shall all be changed. Woo! Oh, give a little hand of praise for that. We shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. At the loud trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Come on. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, this shall be brought to pass that saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, somebody, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. For thanks be to God, which gave us the victory through Christ Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the law. For as much as ye know that the Lord that your labor is not in vain in the law. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. God will call you for your reward. Hallelujah. When the rapture takes place, God will give you a brand new body that sickness cannot affect, that peace cannot trouble, that death cannot touch. You're going to have a glorified body. You're going to live forever. Hallelujah. The Bible says you will change. Be no more crying. There'll be no more hunger. There'll be no more trouble. You're going to live forever. I feel that going to heaven right now. I feel a getting ready for the rapture. I feel a jumping into the rapture. But I'm waiting on God's time. Hallelujah. I about to close. James Milton Black wrote a great song in 1893. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. Hallelujah. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. And time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of the earth shall gather over on the shore. And the roll is called up yonder. I'll be there. Will you be there? But I will be there. Hallelujah. When I get to heaven, should I look for you? My mama is there. My father is there. I know those people that are there. But I don't want to see them. I want to see Jesus. Because when I see Jesus, I will be there. Hallelujah. Like him. Oh, but I want to look and see the nail print in his hand. I want to look and see the nail print on his feet. I want to see the spare mile on his side. I will see him. I will recognize him. And I will be like him. Somebody shouted hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord is touching somebody right now. The Lord is touching somebody right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another song says, oh, when he called me, when he called me, when he called me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Hallelujah. You gotta listen to the roll call. Hallelujah. When you get to heaven, you got a list for your name. Your name is written in the book of life. This made me to rejoice. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And another song says, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, you gotta march too. You gotta be in that number. When the saints go marching in, you gotta appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You gotta be in that number. That's why you repent of your sins. That's why you are about that again. That's why you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You will be in that numbers when the saints go marching in. The final roll call. I'm going to heaven. I got the blessed assurance that I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. One Friday, Jesus was thinking to the hills far away. He died. Hallelujah. On the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. He was buried. Didn't he die for you? Didn't he die for you? Didn't he die for you? He was buried. And then day one came. Day two came. On the third day, one early Sunday morning. Somebody said Sunday morning. Somebody said Sunday morning. One early Sunday morning, he rose from the grave. And I believe that. And I'm saved today because Jesus bought me with his precious blood. He paid for my sin. He called me from darkness into his marvelous light. He sanctified me, filled me with the Holy Ghost, put my name in the book of life. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. Let us stand together right now. Somebody stand with me if you have been born again. Hallelujah. Hey. Come on, sing it with me.
And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over.
have not been born again.
Over in the glory.
They're repenting and be born again. Get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Just over in the glory.
Anybody that want to get baptized in Jesus' name, then lift up your hands right now. Hallelujah. Is there anybody that want to get baptized in Jesus' name? We want to pray for you. Oh, hallelujah. Never been baptized. You want to get baptized in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is calling you right now. What shall the prophet of man when he gives the whole world and lose his soul? What shall a man give the change of his soul? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another song says, by and by, when the morning comes. Hallelujah. We're going to sing that song before we give the benediction. But there's anybody that want to be born again. You know, repent of your sins. I cannot live my life for you. You cannot live your life for me. But have you been baptized already? You're not yet received the Holy Ghost. You need to pray strong that God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. The answer shall be given unto you. You need to change. You need to come back to the Lord. The world is not a place for you. Pleasure is just for a season. It's going to end. And you and I, one day we have to die. Either you appear before the white-throne judgment and be sent to everlasting punishment of hell. Or the lake of fire, or you appear before the judgment seat of God for your reward. But we want to sing that song. While we are singing that song, if you want for God to touch your life, just raise your hand and sing it with us.
Oh, when the morning comes, all the saints of God in the home, we will tell the story how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by.
Somebody,
by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathered home. We will tell the story of how we overcome. And we will understand it better by and by. The morning comes.
Sing it one more time.
All the saints of God are gathered home.
We will
tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Let's worship the Lord one more time. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We bless you, Lord God. We rejoice in Lord God, because our names have been written in the book of life. Oh, our names are written in heaven. Our worship, our service, our giving, our sacrifices, they are not in vain. Lord, you're going to reward one day, oh God. Search us, oh Lord. What should it be? You take it away. Lord, we confess our sins to you. You say, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us today. We thank you for the time in your presence. We thank you for your word today. Lord, we leave now living for your presence. Go along with us and keep us and bring about the appointed time who will glorify you as you remember Pastor and his family. Touch them and bring them to you in Jesus' name. Amen.